From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Now, we're just talking US and Mexico, and they want to bring on Canada, because that NAFTA deal, that's worth a lot of dough.
Yeah, it's big, isn't it? It's big. So a bit of context here, Mike. So a few weeks ago, we had all the talks about the trade tensions between US and China, wasn't it? That was all very much front and centre, causing a lot of concern. Roll forward, and what you've actually got there is you've only had the first tranche of tariffs that were import tariffs that were being talked about that have actually been put in place, because Trump has turned his attention to Mexico and has turned his attention to NAFTA. Now, NAFTA is the North American Free Trade Agreement, the parties to that, Mexico, US and Canada, and we had an announcement earlier this week relating to the US and Mexico. Now, so these guys are obviously talking. Remember all the rhetoric about the wall?
Yep.
Well, pop that to one side for a moment, because we're going to forget about that, and then we're going to talk about trade. And we'll use so they've announced that the US and Mexico have come to some agreements for a renegotiated trade deal, and we'll use the old cliche at the moment, markets are cautiously optimistic, and I think that's the only way we can describe it. But it does, Mike, it does get pretty complicated. I mean, look, it's a positive outcome, but here you've got the sort of Trump modus operandi. He's done the deal at a high level, and where things then start to sort of unravel a little bit is actually him then having to deal with the mechanics of the US government. But he's repeatedly said he wants to renegotiate NAFTA. As you said, $1 trillion annually of trade between these three countries. So it's a very significant trade deal. Now, the problem we got at the moment, as you said, is that Mexico and the US are talking, but Canada is very late to this party. So what he's doing is, you're exactly right, he's putting pressure on Canada. But at the same time, Mike, he's actually putting sort of a latent pressure on China as well. Mm-hmm. So he's taken his attention off there. There's a host of measures in this. There does seem to be some sort of disagreement over the actual potential impact of those measures. Fair bit of focus on auto-related measures, and this is where it gets very technical. But what they've done is introduce some rules around how much of a vehicle has to actually originate, what percentage of the parts have to originate in either US or Mexico. And they've now moved that to 75%, but there's a lot of technicality in behind that. We'll see how it goes. Canada's foreign minister's talking. Hopefully they'll have a deal by Friday. It's heating up again.
Yes, indeed. They've got a three-day deadline on that, which will put the pressure on. Now, these electric scooters.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm fascinated by electric scooters, mainly because I saw a story in the last couple of weeks is they don't know what to do with them as the popularity increases, because a lot of cities don't have any rules around them.
Oh, this is incredible. Yeah, you might ask, what has this got to do with business? We'll get to that. But let's put some context here, Mike. Let me get into an Andrew Kelleher rant and rave. Here we've got this future world envisaged by all the blue sky thinkers out there. And you know, Mike, you know I have some affinity with these views, don't you? Well, in this new world, public transport becomes the primary way to get around. Although it's not public transport as we know it today. We've got a fleet of driverless cars whisking us from point A to point B. And these, you just dial one up on your app and you hop in and you get there. But there's a problem here, isn't there? Because what about the short trips? What about getting to the train station or getting to the bus stop? This is called the last mile. This is where the electric scooters come in. It's big business, Mike. It's really big business. There are four big companies in the US: Bird, Lime, Skip and Spin. You've got to have four letters if you want to be an electric scooter company. But one of them has been raising money. It's now valued at over $2 billion. So the idea is you go and plonk them out there, people come up and put their app on, and then they start whisking around the pavements. They're in 65 cities. There are an enormous amount of these things. I was ducking and weaving my way around the sidewalks of Atlanta to get out of the road of all these things. It is big business. And there's this whole subculture behind it as well. You might ask, Mike, how do they get charged?
Good question.
They get charged by juicers. Juicers are people who go out at night and find them and get paid to charge them up. It's like Pokemon Go all over again. But it's big business. But there's obviously issues around litigation. What happens if they drive into someone?
Exactly.
What happens if they hit someone? But it is big. And they're going global now. These companies are now taking it out of the US. They'll be in Auckland soon. You watch my words.
Not only big, but also fun, it looks like. Right, what are the numbers?
Right, Dow Jones, 26,123. They're up 60. The second read of US GDP, Mike, 4.2% for the second quarter US GDP. All go. S&P 500, 2911, up 14. NASDAQ, 8094. Up 64, all positive there. FTSE 100, 7563, they lost 54 yesterday. The Nikkei, 22848, up 35. Shanghai Composite, 27692, down 9. AS600, ASX 200, they gained 48 yesterday, 6352. If you want the New Zealand market to go up, what do? You shut it down for a day. Yesterday, when we got back trading, 9362, record high on the New Zealand market, up 148 points, 1.6% on the currencies, 0.6709 against the US, 0.9188 Aussie, 0.5732 Euro, 0.5153 pounds, 74.89 yen, gold, 1205.6, Brent crude on fire, $77.22.
Don't say it with so much enthusiasm. Well done, mate. Have a good day. Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.